fell apart spectacularly. She was distraught that she had only had a week to find somewhere else to live, and her boyfriend, in front of all their friends, made a callous joke at her expense. Jane wasn't in the mood, and she took it badly. He compounded her humiliation with another joke, and then she said a few things about him which were quite unpardonable. There must have been a dozen of their friends present, and their jaws dropped simultaneously. Jane left the party immediately, and when she got back to the house, she sat by the phone and waited to see who would call her. But nobody did. She was too angry to do anything useful for days. The house was emptied around her, first by relatives taking the nicer items, and then by auctioneers who stripped the place down to the floorboards. Jane swore at the family members and was ignored, and she even threatened the men from the auction house, who told her that they would phone the police if she didn't get out of their way. It all seemed to happen around her at great speed, and she was powerless to do anything. Jane then made a mistake that very nearly got her into even deeper trouble. A van turned up outside the house, and she let some tradesmen inside. She didn't care who they were or why they were there, and she simply left them to their business, which was to steal a number of expensive light fittings and other easily removed architectural features.